Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Healthcare is the dominant topic this week. Supreme Court justices are reviewing key parts of the healthcare law. If the law is upheld, Alabama will be required to establish a health exchange. Rosemary Elabesh with the National Federation of Businesses urged lawmakers at a recent hearing to create a state-run system.
I would like to point out several things from NFIB members. They have voted in Alabama that if we indeed do have an exchange, they would like to have a state exchange. When you start a state exchange, they would like to start at the number of 50 or less employees. So that's another thing particularly that they would like to do. We do like the severability clause at the end, that if the Supreme Court does rule, that this will in fact go away and we will start again.
Elabesh, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, have joined Alabama and other states to challenge the health care overhaul. A plan to reduce pension benefits for future public employees in Alabama received approval from a state Senate committee last week. WVAS's Marcus House files this report from the Alabama Senate.
The plan, which does not affect the benefits of current employees of state agencies and public schools, colleges, and universities, would require public employees hired in 2013 to reach the age of 62 or 56 for firefighters, law enforcement, and correctional officers before they could start collecting a pension. The plan is estimated to save the state $5 billion over 31 years in pension costs, savings that Senate sponsor Arthur Orr says are desperately needed. Democratic Senator Roger Bedford, however, worries about attracting quality employees under the new plan, saying they will look to other states with better options. Orr doesn't believe that will happen and says being fiscally responsible is the overriding need. Changes have the backing of Governor Robert Bentley and Retirement Systems Chief Dr. David Bronner. The bill is expected to reach the Senate floor for debate next week. From the Alabama Senate, I'm Marcus Hiles.
Governor Robert Bentley's state finance director has asked state agency heads for ideas for legislation that could increase fees or provide help in some other way to ease cutbacks in the state general fund budget. Finance Director Marquita Davis said she's looking for inventive and innovative suggestions for addressing budget cuts. She said nothing is off the table except tax increases. She gave agency heads until this afternoon to submit their ideas, and then she plans to share them with the governor and legislative budget chairman. Davis said she is also trying to identify government mandates that were appropriate at one time but are no longer needed and are still costing the state money. In news around Alabama, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan is planning his first trip to Huntsville, Alabama in April. A spokesman with Alabama A&M University says Farrakhan will speak at a public event in the university's Elmore Gymnasium on April 10th. Farrakhan is known for making anti-Semitic and racially disparaging remarks. School officials say the university is not worried about protests during the visit. A university spokesman says that Farrakhan was invited by three local satellite groups of the Nation of Islam, along with three student organizations. The Chicago-based Nation of Islam has supported black nationalism and self-reliance since it was founded in Detroit in the 1930s, though in recent years it has made efforts to recruit other ethnic groups. State Representative Alvin Holmes has harsh words for Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange. Holmes said Tuesday he will file a civil rights complaint against the city and the mayor for what he called racially discriminatory hiring practices. The Montgomery Democrat said of the 34 city department heads, only four are black. Holmes also told reporters the mayor has not been a strong supporter of the black community.
I know of nothing he has done since he's been mayor in the black community. Not one thing. No more than, see, he's a con artist. Todd Strange is a con artist.
That's Montgomery State Representative Alvin Holmes. Two Mobile attorneys, including one who sued former Chief Justice Roy Moore over his Ten Commandments monument, are launching writing campaigns to try to keep Moore from returning to the Chief Justice office. Melinda Maddox and Ginger Porter say Moore's victory in the Republican primary this month prompted them to enter the race. Also running for the Chief Justice post is Democrat Harry Lyon. Expect partly cloudy skies this afternoon with your lows in the mid-50s. Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a 10% chance of rain and your highs in the lower 80s. Thursday night, clear in the evening with your lows in the upper 50s coupled with light winds. Friday, partly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with your highs in the mid-80s. And on your Friday night, expect a 30% chance of rain, partly cloudy skies, and your lows around 60 degrees. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.